Licensing has always been an important part of road safety management. The history of licensing in Australia is almost as old as the motor car itself. John Knott elaborates. How easy was it to get a license in those early days?
Very easy. In fact, although the first motoring legislation is brought in around about 1910 around Australia, going for a license, as we would see it today, is not introduced really until the 20s, and in some states, South Australia, I think it's the 1960s, before you actually went for a license test, as we would see it today. Motorists paid a fee for their license, but the test that's associated with it comes a few years later, and some of the tests are quite rudimentary. It was really up to the local police sergeant to decide what sort of test, and some of the anecdotal evidence of him standing on a street corner and saying to the motorist, well, drive around that roundabout there and come back to me. And when he successfully does that, then he can go inside and pay his fee for his license. It becomes tougher. Mostly what they first of all want to know, do you know the highway code, the road rules, and then can you control a vehicle? And as most cars didn't have standardised controls as we have today, the accelerator on the right, you know, and the brake, clutch and so on, early cars had very, very different control systems. Some were throttles, sometimes the accelerator was in the middle of the pedals and so on. You needed to know how to drive a particular make of car. And all you had to do for the police, as far as they were concerned, is prove you could drive that vehicle.
Paul Rees is the RTA's manager, customer education in licensing, registration and freight. He recalls the process of obtaining a motorcycle rider's license to as late as the 1980s.
The process for getting a rider's license was simply to walk into a motor registry, pass a motorcycle knowledge test, and you would walk out with a learner license that allowed you to hop on your motorcycle and ride away. Unfortunately, some people didn't get too far.
In the 1970s, New South Wales was the first jurisdiction in the world to introduce a provisional licensing scheme, but by the 1990s, it needed updating. This occurred during Don Castledean's tenure as manager of licensing policy.
The licensing system hadn't undergone any major revision for a long time, and there was mounting pressure to improve the licensing system so that young drivers would be safe, but to do so in a way that was evidence-based. The changes most related to road safety were changes to the novice driver licensing scheme. We called it the new graduated licensing scheme to indicate that we were extending something that was already there. It's not appreciated by a lot of people that in a lot of jurisdictions elsewhere in the world, people don't even have a learner's license before they go on to a full license. They just go and do a test, and if they pass the test, then they have a license. That is a type of graduation. Another stage in graduation is where you go on a provisional license after you've done your initial test. But we extended well beyond that and moved on to an additional stage so that we had a P1 and a P2, or some people call it the red P and the green P stage. And they were set up in a way that a driver would stay on a red P or a green P until they'd passed the required tests to move on to the next stage. There was no automatic progression under the new scheme that we introduced.